Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast. I'm Sam Jackson, Gateway Redlands Campus Pastor, joined by the one and only.
Yes, Andrew Sercombe, Gateway City Campus. Good to be here, Sam.
Good to have you, mate. Good to be chatting again about another spiritual gift. I'm really excited about this one.
Are you?
It's another...
I'm excited. Well, I'm excited about all of them.
Oh, that's great answer. This is one of those gifts, mate, and it's common across all these gifts. This is something that all of us as followers of Jesus are called to do, to pray for others.
Yep.
But this is listed as a spiritual gift, this gift of this word that is, I reckon, is probably only used around church circles mainly. Intercession. Tell us what it is. Give us a biblical overview.
Yeah, to stand in the gap, to be a representative. And it's embedded, I think, in the heart of Scripture, where we see from Old Testament, we see the role of the priest being the representative for the people to God. And as we move to the New Testament, we see that wonderful representation is God himself in Jesus Christ. And he is our, and we read in Hebrews that he is the great high priest. Mm. He is our intercessor. And as we experience the Spirit coming upon us, as we've been exploring through all of these gifts, he gifts some of us to participate more deeply in the role of intercessor, to participate, and not that we are Jesus, but we get to do the role of what Jesus also does for us, as who intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. Mm. And so you see, we have this gift of people who feel deeply, to stand in the gap, to represent others before God, to stand with them or to stand on their behalf, or just the phrase that I've got is to take up their cause before the Father, to cry out for them in a prophetic way. Often intercessors have this deep prophetic, deep justice heart, because they are representing the cause of others. And so, it's a beautiful gift. And there are many who carry this burden, this gift, this longing to take up the cause of others before the Father.
That's brilliant, mate. And one of them is here with us now. Helen Kobanov. Have I said that right?
You have.
Excellent. I'm glad I nailed it first try. We didn't have to go back and edit the podcast. Helen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And just as we were we met about 15 minutes ago, but already just so respectful and want to honour your heart for everything that Andrew said, I see in you in the last 15 minutes. But tell us, when did you start to feel like this deeper gift, that not just praying for others, but representing others before the Father in that standing in the gap way, when did you start to suspect that you had this gift?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it kind of starts as that prayer, but then all of a sudden you just start to recognize this desire to, you're burdened by something. And I think about 15 years ago, the Lord really started to just bring people into my life that would share something. And suddenly I just not quite understand. I'd pray for them, but then suddenly I just feel really burdened by them. And then I would find during the week, my heart just kept going there. So I would be like, God, what is that? And I would find myself just starting to grow in intercession. And it's a real privilege to be able to do it. But it's one of those things that when it starts, you're like, why am I feeling this? Mm. Why do I feel like I'm hearing your voice and needing to respond to something, however that looks? So it's been a journey and it's growing, but and still growing.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to us about the burden, Helen. Like, to me, the word burden carries a bit of negative connotation. Mm. So, and one of the things we've talked about with these gifts that all of us are called to do, like we're all called in a sense to pray for others and to bring others before God in prayer. But we've talked about how, I can say my faithfulness in praying for others, it's pretty ordinary. Like I forget, I get distracted, all that sort of thing. But for people with this spiritual gift, it's more of a delight than a drain.
Absolutely.
But you use the word burden, and I don't equate burden with delight.
Yeah.
So what's that burden feel like? Do you feel the pain that the person you're praying for, the pain that they're in? Like what's that burden feel like?
Well, I think the burden is, I probably think it's probably more the weightiness of it. So it's intercession isn't always praying for drama and doom and gloom and terrible situations. Often it's It can be for something that you're really believing for somebody that they're going to have amazing breakthrough in into a great job or something like that. And that's kind of, you feel the weightiness of it though. And I feel it's just the Father saying, this is important to me. I think everything's important, but there's some things that it's like you kind of feel the tension in the spirit that the Lord's wanting to move, but sometimes it's the partnering in those prayers of many and that actually help those pathways to open, for those doors to open, or sometimes those doors to close. And so I think that's this journey that you go on. It's just feeling, God, why am I feeling this? Sometimes it's a travail and you don't know what that is, but it just weighs on you. And sometimes it's just worship. I'm a worshiper, and that's sometimes just this expression of, God, you are bigger than all of this, and just declaring into agreement of who He is and what He can do, even when it looks impossible.
Can I ask, all of that I've seen in you as well over the years, Helen, both in prayer and in worship. How did you diagnose? That sounds like a really forensic way of doing it, but in your early journey, how did you diagnose that actually this was something that God had gifted you in? Was it just identifying because you were different to others, or how did it all start for you?
I always think I'm quite different to others. I'm unique, and we all are. But yeah, I know that God's growing the prophetic in me as well, and I know that as I've been hearing from Him, I've been desiring to hear with clarity and to want to know more and to want to feel His heart more. So He's kind of just been refining that process in me. He's been teaching me that to hear His voice, to give Him the time that He needs, and to be willing to learn and grow in the process of that. And it's something with worship. Suddenly I would be leading worship and I'd just feel this song or word bubbling up and just believing that it's a word of intercession for somebody to speak that out. So just feeling out God's heart and just learning in obedience of when to pick up a phone and encourage somebody, when I needed to just be in the secret place and pray.
Yes.
So it's really something that just day to day, just growing in that and being willing to hear His voice.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
Helen, tell us about, you've just again hinted at it then, but tell us about the different places you go to pray. Like, we're told to pray continually.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes we do, whether it's conscious or subconscious, we think I've got to have my head bowed, my eyes closed, particularly if I'm going to intercede for others. I need to go to the closet. I need to go to the hills. I need to go to the beach or whatever. What does it look like physically for you as you intercede for others?
I think as I've grown in it, I used to be intentional about it. All right, God, you've burdened this. And I used to just sit with Him. But as the more you do it and the more you grow in it, it actually just starts to become a heart's cry. And so sometimes intercession might be me praying God and declaring it and speaking it out. Sometimes it is just this heart. My heart is just crying out and I actually have no words to say, but I know my heart is releasing a prayer of intercession that I can't put into words. And then other times it's just through these songs of declaration. So I think it can look different for everybody, but I think if you're wanting to grow in it, you know, just commit to a time that you want to do it, whether it's driving in the car. God, when I'm driving to work, I know you've put me in this job, but I break my heart for the people in my workplace. Yeah. Lord, that we're going to have a great day, that my boss is going to have a great day, that the person who I'm working with. Just start to grow in that by just asking the Lord to just put something on your heart and how can I partner with you today to see your kingdom come and your will be done.
So I think fantastic.
You will learn as the more you do it, the more you will learn and you will grow, and it will just become like this praying without ceasing that He calls us to do.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. You mentioned before, and as we were talking off air about your heart for the prophetic as well. And it just makes logical sense to me, Cirques, that those who go before God and they bring people and they're carrying the burden of people before God and they go into an intimate connection with God in prayer, it makes sense to me that God would speak.
Yeah, I think you're hearing, it's almost as if you're actually hearing the heart of God for that person as well.
Yeah,
And I see that. I hang around intercessors enough to know that there is that prophetic sense. That justice, you know, that's where, you know, that justice sense too, you know, like someone advocating on behalf of the other, that tends to be a real streak within those
fantastic.
Who have that gift.
And it's a real encouragement because when you hear from God, sometimes he just prompts you to send a message to just encourage them, and suddenly it can just change everything for that person. And so it's just those little things that God is just wanting to use us and our gifts to bless others and to see them experience the love of Jesus in what we do.
So. Yeah, awesome. You talked about interceding while you drive to work and praying for your co-workers. I'd love to hear you speak about your experience in using your gift of intercession for people outside the church. I know your heart is to pray for people within the church and for God to break through in their situations, all that sort of thing. But people who are outside the faith, outside the church, don't yet know Jesus. What's your experience in interceding for them?
Yeah, well, I just find that when God's drawing my heart, like if I'm in a workplace, all right, God, well, you've got me there. And then how do you... What do you do with these people? Like, for instance, my husband, we run a business. And so when we are coming before the Lord in, you know, what we do and how we serve him with our other gifts and with our work, when we are wanting breakthrough in our business, I start interceding for our current clients, but I also start to intercede for clients I don't even know yet and for the things that we don't know is coming. And so we believe by faith that God's going to bring provision. And so I start praying for families and individuals that God, you're going to bring finances for them, that you're going to release finances, that we're going to be able to build the home that this family needs. And suddenly you get excited for people that you haven't even met.
Yeah.
And so even in your workplace, you might find that God just puts them on your heart, and suddenly it will, as you start to pray for them, God will just beautifully bring divine connection. And suddenly you'll have a conversation and you can start, you show compassion for them. Your heart, you learn to love people that sometimes are very hard to love.
Yes.
You suddenly feel an emotion for them and you kind of lose offense and judgment and you can genuinely connect with them. And that's how then you can share the love of Jesus outside of the church environment. And I also believe that, you know, sometimes it means that God can open divine doors in a workplace, or if you're called to the mission field, ask God to break your heart for a community, you know, and what a blessing to be able to pray for people that we don't even know in communities, that God will transform them and bring people to Christ. And then you might find that then as you intercede, God will open those doors for you to be able to go and have influence into those places. But he breaks your heart for them first. It's kind of like the access point to see his kingdom come and will be done.
That's good.
This seems like this has to be a spiritual gift because the burden you carry, and you keep talking about your heart being broken. That must, that's an emotional roller coaster.
It is.
what a beautiful thing and what a beautiful gift you carry. And I imagine there's great delight when you see the result.
Absolutely.
When you see the outcome.
We talk about the testimony of Jesus and how it preaches, it speaks, it's what people sometimes just give their life to Jesus because they've seen something transform. And sometimes in intercession, you don't always necessarily, there's not a lot of accolades that come with it. But you, when you are wanting to give God all the glory, you take delight of, God, I could partner with you with that. And so it's kind of like you have this little secret party of praising God that he did it. And you find a joy, like there is a joy in it. It's a weight, but it's a joy to see it. And it just bubbles up. Sometimes it just randomly, things just bubble up in you and you feel ferocious about it and you start praying. You know, this morning I know I woke up and I read something and it was impacting somebody that I know very closely, and the words that were being spoken were not good, and something in me just went, rah, this is not good, and like, not today, Satan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just found myself just suddenly interceding. My heart was burdened by it. And then I just started praising God, like, of the words of, it's a beautiful name, then death could not hold you. You silence the boast of sin and grave. And I was just like, the devil is not going to win. It just bubbles out of you. And then you start praising God because it's like, God, you're good. You've overcome. And so it's, that's the joy.
Yeah, well, well, I'm looking forward to this bit because I'm going to ask you to pray.
Yes.
And people listening to this podcast, because intercession registered for them as a spiritual gift that they may have, I'd love for you to pray that that gift would be watered, that gift would grow in them, and that they would start to intercede for others. So would you pray for them?
I will. Yeah. Lord, I just thank you so much for the joy it is to partner with you and what you are doing, to see your kingdom come and will be done on this earth. And I thank you, Lord, for every person who's listening right now, Lord, who whose hearts are stirring to want to hear your heart in a deeper way. Lord, the places and the things and the situations, Lord, that are weighing heavily on their heart and they don't know what to do with that, Lord, that you will teach them and draw them into your presence to be able to partner with you, to be able to start speaking out your truth, your goodness, your desire and your heart. I thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. And I thank you, Lord, for the deeper intimacy and the depth through intercession that you would choose us to share your heart with, to burden our heart with, Lord, that we can just lean into you and be in your embrace and to know, Lord God, that we are by faith believing. I thank you for the faith that increases through intercession. And I thank you for the breakthrough that it brings to those that we intercede for, but also for the way that it can bring supernatural breakthrough to our own lives and our own situations as we lift our eyes to you, as we take our eyes off our own issues and own problems, God, and we start to see as you see. So I just thank you, Lord, right now that you move in hearts, that they will find time and the right people to connect to grow in these gifts. Bless them as they journey this and let them discover the pure delight that it is to intercede for you and with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Helen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Helen.
You're welcome.
It's been good. Thanks,
thank
Seth.
You.